Ladies and gentlemen, over the review process, we have made comprehensive deliberations on various issues that drew the attention of the member states. We wish to express our appreciation to member states which rendered support of Myanmar with constructive and objective recommendations during this session. We would also like to thank the President, Council Member, the Working Group, and the Secretariat for their valuable contributions and support to our third cycle review process, including the submissions of our third national report. Madam President, enforcement of human rights in the country often faces complex and sensitive challenges. As a multi-ethnic society, Myanmar recognizes the importance of pluralism and diversity in delivering human rights throughout the nation. We respect cultural diversity and well-established traditions as a means to fostering social cohesion between different communities. In view of that, the government is creating a favorable environment in which people live in harmony and diversity as the essence of our society. Acknowledging diversity as a driving force for development, we have taken a number of positive measures and uphold the principle of equality and non-discrimination. We are also incorporating core elements of human rights into national policies based on the underlying principles of non-discrimination, inclusiveness, and accountability. In recent years, we have made significant progress in freedom of speech, freedom of the press, mobile phone penetration, internet access, and robust social media. Madam President, we have been striving to address the challenges of human rights with a holistic and comprehensive approach. We strike a balance between rights and responsibilities and between security and freedom. The Myanmar National Human Rights Commission, MNHRC, was reconstituted in early 2020 in conformity with the Paris Principle. The MNHRC is working in cooperation with relevant union ministers, states, and regional governments to promote and protect human rights according to its operational plan. We will also continue working with local and international organizations and the CSOs for the emergence of a harmonious society that respects and abides by the principles of human rights. We attach importance to the UPR process and recognize the need to effective implementations of the accepted recommendations of the UPR. We still face complex and difficult challenges to improve our situation. Scarce resources, lack of capacity, among others, limit our efforts to fulfill our obligation. Nevertheless, we are determined to meet our commitments in a step-by-step manner by enhancing our national capacity to resolve the serious allegations of human rights violations. We thank the support and understanding extended and expressed by our partners and friendly countries. We will continue to fulfill our commitment to promoting and protecting human rights for everyone. Despite the considerable progress that has been made, there is room for improvement. We believe the UPR process will contribute to our efforts in addressing human rights challenges in Myanmar which are necessary for building a democratic federal union. We wish to seek continued understanding and constructive engagement of the international community more than ever. I thank you.